You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It's Tuesday and it's not raining outside.
It's too hot in the studio, Keith.
Raining here.
Jay keeps it too hot in the studio. Every time I turn my back, he's conspiring with someone.
It's like when people would watch, like, I would wear a turtleneck during summertime. Be like, why are you wearing turtlenecks? It's 90 degrees outside. It's 5 degrees in the studio. Max keeps it like a blizzard in here.
Man, that's your fault, though. Tell Paul to turn it down.
I turned it up. I turned it up. Max doesn't think about it, so I turned it up.
See, right, so I don't really recognize it until I'm like, man, damn, why am I, damn, Jay? Then I'm like, hey, can you guys cool it off?
Armpits all sweaty over here.
Crying out loud.
Yeah, it's too hot up in there, man.
Too hot, right? Mm.
Got those keep yellow stains cold. On that white shirt.
Yes, studio's supposed to be cold.
What? You never...
What's that?
The yellow stains on, like, the white shirts back in the day?
Oh, you wear the white undershirt? Yeah, you know nothing the about white that, undershirt? Right? Stop that.
I don't. Seriously.
What? Come on.
No.
Stop.
Swear.
You never had no armpit. Oh, I forget. You don't sweat, Key. Key, I seen you sweat just walking down the street.
No, you seen me sweat the alcohol out. In the humidity is what you're
seeing. I've seen you sweat just walking down the street from the seaport to the studio when you were here.
I don't sweat under my armpits like that, dog. I just don't.
Yeah, but if you get those 2-3 t-shirts in a pack from the store, right? You put one on and you wear it all day. You're running around sweating and stuff.
Like, why is this?
No. See that?
Armpits
down. I sweat all up in here. I don't sweat under my arms like that.
Well, look at that. Everyone's a little different, apparently.
Yeah, everybody, you know, you, on the other hand, you... Kind of got a little hair face going on around your body,
hair
right,
face.
Max?
No question.
Hair face.
Like a Yeti, you know, like how like a Bigfoot, you know, because the hair grows straight. It doesn't curl. So it looks like I'm a Yeti or something, like one of the missing link type. But I've mentioned this before. 8% of adults, their sweat has no odor, and I am one of those 8%. No odor.
So you want them dudes, so you nasty like them girls that don't wash their hands.
No, chill.
I saw that
on our group text.
That was disgusting.
But that's a prank. Come on, man. That's a hoax.
Is it a prank?
Yeah.
Is it a prank?
You think
I don't
believe
it is.
Yeah. It's a skit.
I don't believe it.
I think it's a bit where they pretend to be, because I saw something else someone sent me, same group, and they were saying some real dumb stuff that, like, but they're doing it in a way to go viral, right? Like, they know better. They're being just believable enough that people share it.
So on our group chain, there was a TikTok video of these two girls talking about the fact that they don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
They're firm believers in not washing.
I'm like,
first of all, y'all nasty.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got no kids. I know y'all ain't got no kids.
But then they talked about, do you think dinosaurs were real or something like that?
Just,
and, you know, I don't know.
Just wash your hands. Yeah. How you going to go to the bathroom and not wash your hands?
Well, I know several people.
I actually know someone.
And Max knows someone,
who doesn't wash their hands and doesn't believe in dinosaurs for real.
So
that's for real.
And Max actually knows the same
person.
Why would you have to say the guy's name?
Because Marcellus talks about it publicly.
Well, then the thing is, Keith, like, do you wash your phone?
Marcellus got no shame in the game.
Do you wipe down your phone with any kind of antiseptic? Okay, thank you.
Religiously.
Be in the bathroom.
Literally, I probably do it twice a day.
Yeah, thank you. Same here. On the phone in the bathroom, then wipe, then go back to the phone. I'm like, oh, y'all nasty. And then put the phone on their face.
No.
Wait, though. I was in the, I don't know, it was the airport recently. No. Yeah, it was the airport recently. I went to use the restroom. Dude come out. Dude go straight out. He didn't stop. I was like, just
you wonder why everyone gets sick all the time, you know?
Oh.
How come you want to wash your hands before you go to the bathroom?
By the way, that's exactly right.
That's what I do. Wash your hands before you go to the bathroom.
Before and after.
You can't just be dapping everybody and be like, oh, now I'm going to go to the bathroom. Now let me watch.
No, sensitive areas. Keep it clean.
Well, I'm not going to sit up here and lie and say that I wash my hands beforehand.
Yes.
Not that you guys are lying.
But you know what happens, though? Because he's in L.A., this happened to me. Same thing. When I lived in L.A., all the germaphobe stuff got worse and worse because on the East Coast, it's more densely populated. You just have to deal with too many people all the time. But in L.A., if you really don't have to physically contact people a lot. If you have the phobia like that, it gets worse and worse. It got bad for me, man. I don't want to touch things.
I mean, I got you back, though, now, Max, because now when I put my hand out to slap your hand, you actually slap it, and you get kind of angry
sister,
that you slap my hands.
My sisters are bad with it.
See? It's LA.
No, super, no, yeah, they super bad with it. It drives me crazy. Like, it just drives me crazy.
What do they do?
Well, they just, they're germaphobes. They just, you know, like, you just came over to my house. You don't have to stand up the entire time. Go sit on the bar stool.
Sit down, right.
You're like, come on, well, seriously.
So, Key, here's one for you. The dap, I got somebody do this to me the other day. Literally walking out of the like, yo, Jay. I was like, yo. So he put up his hand. I was like, ah, oh, moment of truth. No. What do I do? No, and I go to dap. Yeah. I go to dap.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like, come on, man. Give me a real one.
No. Can't do it.
And I did it. I was like, all right, I did it. And then he put his hand around my shoulder. Just completely, like, just
violated your
personal
space.
It was like, oh, yeah, Jay. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, see, now.
Jay, I got a story for you. I think I may have told this on here before. I'm in a fight in Atlantic City, okay? This is years ago. But I think I was living in L.A. at the time, so it was getting bad. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm dapping everybody up. Everyone wants a hand, like, to putting out the hand, but I'm giving it. Finally, one guy comes. He puts out his hand. I go to dap him up. He puts out his hand. I just dapped up 100 people, right? So then he goes, I'm a veteran. I fought for this country.
Gotta shake his hand.
So I'm like, right, of course. So I shake his hand. But now people who didn't hear it, there are 100 other people looking at me like, yo, what's wrong with me? You had to dap me. You know what I'm saying? They're not watching what everyone else is doing. All they know is I dapped them up, refused to shake their hand, but I shook this dude's hand. You can't win. As Larry David says, you can't leave the house. You can't leave the house.
That's the picture or the autograph thing. I'm not all right now. And then as soon as somebody come up to you, and you're like,
That's it.
The veteran line, no trumps all.
I got to do his.
I fought
for
our
country. I got to do hers.
That's it. I'm done. Got to shake his hand.
What do you need? What do you need?
Yeah, what do you need?
Nothing I can do.
100%.
Nothing I can do.
Nothing you could do.
Got to help you.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers.
UConn 70, St. Mary's 55. The Huskies return to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years, and they do it with a head of steam.
Sound courtesy of Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
And we are joined right now by UConn head coach Dan Hurley, ladies and gentlemen. Morning, coach.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Dan, I'm surprised your voice is still working, man.
Right.
Well, you know how Bob Sr. Taught us how to go about this coaching thing. So there's no doubt we're a little bit hoarse this time of year.
Yeah. Dan, I got to tell you, a lot of experts picked UConn to make it to the Final Four, but it's the way you coach your team. Talk to me a little bit about the relationships that you have with your players and how you feel like you can push them in ways, because that's obviously, we were just talking to Tom Izzo about this, about the ability to actually coach your kids these days and coach them by being authentically who you are, right? Like, you come from a St. Anthony's, Jersey City style where, like, that's my style, right? Coach K was in I love that kind of stuff. How do you do it?
Well, I think, number one, it starts in the recruiting process, Jay, by not, over-promising, under-delivering, lying, cheating, whatever, right? By, attracting the right type of people that want you, to hold them accountable and then to help them grow up and mature. And then, obviously, it's the time piece. I coach these guys every single day that they're on campus, right? So these guys are basically away from us, 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks out of the calendar year. So, 11 months a year, our program is running, it's functioning. We're in the gym together. Summer workouts are not optional. In June and July, we're working out like it's December, So when the players know that you care about them and care about their development, not just as players, but as people. But when you're investing the type of time that me and my staff do in these guys and you recruit them the right way, everything runs smoothly and your culture looks the way ours does when we show up.
Coach, UConn hadn't been in the Sweet 16 since 2014. What's that like now? What's the feeling going on with the coaching staff and the players?
Yeah, I mean, it feels more normal to March. Obviously, it's a new experience. When we took over the job, there was no players or coaches left from any of those championship teams. So it's not like, there was nothing in our bones that that would lead us to believe that that we were back to being championship caliber type of contenders. So Obviously, for the fan base, for the media, for all those people, kind of on the external part. Yeah, I mean, it feels normal. The Huskies are back, you know, playing in the Sweet 16, looking to go deeper. You know, but for all of us, man, we're just, we're thrilled to be back in this position. It's what they hired me and the staff to do.
Dan, growing up, being from Jersey, just like yourself, Big East basketball was everything to me, right? Like, obviously, I followed your career. I got recruited by Jim Calhoun and Dave Leto at UConn. Huge fan of John Stellestan and Kerry Kittles, Villanova. Huge fan of AI and Georgetown. Like, that was my squad. When you think about the Big East right now, do you feel like the Big East is coming back around to being the preeminent conference in college basketball?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You see, obviously, you have the three teams in the Sweet 16, plus the unbelievable season that Marquette had. Shaka was a complete beast this year, winning 17, going like champ in the regular season and conference tournament. And then obviously these moves with Ed going to Georgetown and Rick Pitino coming into St. John's. Obviously, Providence has been a strong program. But obviously a healthy St. John's, and Georgetown getting back to, the level of its brand. It's an unbelievable basketball league. Every place in the league, it's cold when you go there. It's like great arenas. It's, insane fan base that are basketball obsessed. And obviously you're playing in great basketball media markets. So I think you're going to see it maybe get back to that level before the league broke up.
Coach, appreciate it. Best of luck. That is UConn head coach Dan Hurley here on KJM. Appreciate it, Coach.
Appreciate you guys. Jay, let's go.
Let's go, baby. Get it done, Dan.
Jersey, baby. Let's go.
All day. All day.
Big East. We are going, Jay.
Dan's my dude, bro. He's one of the let me just say this. There are a lot of competitive people that I meet. Some people stand above others. The way he relates to his kids, his relationships, and how he's able to get the best out of them, I'm not sure there's a better coach in college basketball, like up and coming, like Dan. Like, I'm going to say it. Like, and I know Tom Izzo, Bill Self, all these guys, like, they're
you said
the top
up and coming.
Top.
Tom Izzo's like, been here for me.
But, like, for me, Dan's been around for a long time. Like, I've seen it, I've lived it. Like, I don't think there's anybody better. Him and Shocker are at the top.
If it's not collusion, why isn't there a market for Lamar Jackson? I have a theory. KJM.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Breaking news from ESPN's Adam Schefter. The Ravens have placed the non-exclusive tag on quarterback Lamar Jackson.
This is more than just about money. The relationship between the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson isn't a relationship that is in a good place.
They're saying, all right, we can't find compromise, so you go ahead and see if that deal's out there. And if it is, and you come back to us, you know, maybe we'll match it. Maybe we'll say, you know what, you were right, we were wrong, and come back to us and everything will be fine.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Lamar Jackson does not have the robust market I assumed he would have. Now, Key J, I have a theory about this, if it's not just straight collusion, and I have a feeling it is, but who knows? There's no evidence for it. It's very difficult to prove collusion. Bashotti, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, made it clear he didn't want Deshaun Watson to be the new market, right? And I have a feeling the owners all feel the same way. No, no, we're going to treat Deshaun Watson's $230 million fully guaranteed like a separate thing, and we're going to look at Kyler Murray or whoever has the $189 million like as the real market. The difference with Deshaun Watson and everyone else is in the history of the NFL, a superstar 25-6-year-old quarterback had never become available. Deshaun Watson became available, and so just like that, he's treated like a free agent, gets $230 fully guaranteed, so why not Lamar? Especially when you look at the fact that Deshaun Watson had all the off-field problems. I actually think, guys, if it's not collusion, that's the reason Lamar Jackson will not have Deshaun Watson's contract if he doesn't. Because the off-field problems give cover for the reason that Deshaun Watson's available. In other words, your own team knows you better than anyone else, right? Well, hold up. What's wrong with Deshaun Watson if he's available? This never happened before in history, a guy like that. Oh, he was so scandal. There was so much scandal off the field, they had to move him. They had to move him, right? It's not the on-field stuff, and what do football people really care about, right? The on-field stuff. But with Lamar, for the second time in history, a guy like this is available at the age of 26, but without any off-field scandal. Hold on, but why is he available? Why would they even make him available? He's been hurt the last couple years. They might feel, they have a better look at him than anyone else, that the reason they don't want to really give him the big deal may be the same reason we don't want to, right? It's not like Lamar, something happened off the field and all of a sudden he's available. They want to get away from the guy, but on the field is fine. No, Key, I think the fact that it's clean off the field actually hurts him here. Now, this is a theory if it's not actual just owners talking to each other and saying, nope, we're not going to pay this dude what Deshaun got. So that's my theory, that if it's not collusion, the fact that he's clean off the field leads other teams to think, well, why is he available? We don't want to, like, there's no reason that this dude should be available if he really is this guy who can win us multiple Super Bowls. There's my theory. What do you think?
Well, he's not available. And I think people, just because the tag is there in the two first round picks, again, as I said several weeks ago, when they first were talking about putting this tag on him, and when they put the tag on him, nobody's looking to negotiate for Baltimore. You have to go so over and above that 230 number to even get Baltimore not to reply or try to match. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to put themselves in a position. Again, Max, what you got to understand, and people got to understand, is once they give him an offer on an offer sheet, that now ties up a large portion of that salary cap for that existing team that is looking to acquire his services. It's not as simple as, here's an offer sheet, go to ESPN and let them know what you're making potentially at another network, Max. That now absorbs that salary cap. So it has to be a team like a Tennessee that has salary cap room that can absorb that number for a short period of time. Remember, the draft is coming up. We're still in the thick of things in free agency. There's not a lot of teams that have that ability that need a quarterback. So this is one of the main reasons he's stuck in the position. It's not that people don't want him. If he was a free agent, clean free agent, he'd be signed for $240 million.
Same position Deshaun Watson was in last year.
Same position, basically.
Yeah, but Deshaun got 230, though.
So yes, but Max.
I had something. Go ahead, Key.
No. You go ahead and go.
I just wanted to
add a point. I was talking to an NBA player yesterday, and we were talking for—
Name, give us the name.
No. We were talking for close to an hour about orchestrated leaks.
Does it rhyme with Jabron Lames?
No. Okay. We were talking about orchestrated leaks. Okay. Leaks from teams to reporters and how stories get reported and how sometimes fans get angry at players when they say what's on their mind, but a lot of the information is being leaked to professional reporters from teams to build narratives. So just put yourself in the player situation for 1 second. If you're Lamar Jackson and you keep hearing all these orchestrated leaks from the Ravens, we've tried everything, quote unquote, everything to get Lamar Jackson. Well, it's been fully guaranteed. And then, like, for me, like, that continues to rub me the wrong way, especially when, like, you guys keep telling the world you're trying everything to do when I know that's not the case. And, like, it makes the relationship so bad that even if they do tag non-exclusive, like, if you're Lamar, do you want to play? Why would you ever want to play there? For a team that's – now you're orchestrating all these leaks to tell the world how much you want me, but behind closed doors, you're not really showing me how much you want me because you're going to try to get me at a bargain's price now at a non-exclusive tag. Whether it's collusion or not, all these other teams are now not making offers. Why do I want to play for anybody right now?
Peter King, Football Morning in America. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max from 310, from March 10. Listen to him on why, what the biggest reason why Lamar isn't getting the deal he wants.
The reason that the Ravens not are opposed to a guaranteed contract is obviously the precedent it would set, you know, in the market, in the league. But it's also because, you know, Lamar Jackson in the last 2 years has missed 34% of the snaps because of injury. Lamar Jackson has started and finished one game out of 12 in December and January of the last two seasons. That has to be a factor if you're talking about signing a guy to a contract with a lot of guaranteed money. No one seems to want to talk about that, but that's the reality of it. When you hear all these teams say, we're not interested, I can assure you that many of them, probably most of them, are thinking more injury and the recent injury history of Lamar Jackson than they are of guaranteed money.
You buy that, Key?
I really don't buy it. I understand what Peter's saying, but I don't buy it because there's a theory, since we want to start going into theories and all this sort of stuff, that he didn't play the second half of the season last year because he didn't get his money the first half of the season, so he wasn't going to put himself in harm's way again. There is a theory that's floating around and a narrative out there that says that. So I don't look at – you could – look, there's a lot of quarterbacks that get hurt. Okay, Kyler Murray gets hurt all the time. Still got his money, so I don't want to get. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go down that road that because he's been nicked up here recently, that this is one of the main reasons teams are staying away from him.
If I was a competing team, I'd offer Lamar Jackson a short contract with a poison pill in terms of the guaranteed money per season, right? So I'll give him here's 3 years, $180 million. I'm giving him $60 million a year. See if they want to match that.
I just don't know why the Jets wouldn't be all in on Lamar Jackson.
I totally
know that they're
agree.
All in the Aaron Rodgers. But that's like a one-year deal. It's like a one-and-done scenario.
Because it costs you the two firsts, and Aaron Rodgers not even going to cost you a first.
Yeah.
NFC, when Aaron Rodgers' draft the compensation price fell, when like what that was reported, it's under a first, he went to the top of my board. Because I'm like, man, you don't even have to give up much to get him.
You know you're going to have somebody for 3 years. Like,
yeah, man.
They're going to be there, whereas you're not sure Aaron Rodgers year to year.
It's legit. You get Lamar Jackson, you might rain terror on the league for the next 7-8 years. All right. NFC offseason grades. We did the AFC. Pass, fail, or incomplete.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
This team is going to be able to, you know, make a different jump, more so than they did last year. I understand they won one playoff game this past year, but I think they'll be able to win more than one if they're able to get another weapon to go opposite of CeeDee Lamb.
ESPN has learned the Cowboys get wideout Brandon Cooks in a trade with the Texans.
Dallas had been talking with Houston and Brandon Cooks about doing this trade back at the trade deadline in late October, so they had interest in him for a long time.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, it's time we did the AFC offseason grades, pass, fail, or incomplete. All the classes are pass, fail right now. They're not letter grade classes, apparently. This is now time for the NFC offseason grades. Take it away, Shannon.
All right, the first team on the list here, looking at NFC, we'll go with the Philadelphia Eagles. They re-signed Jason Kelce. They signed running back Rashad Penny, James Bradbury, re-signed with the team. They brought back Darius Slay. So, Key, Philadelphia Eagles, so far this offseason, passing grade, pass, fail, or incomplete? What you giving them?
I think it's a pass. And look, obviously, the biggest key for me is Jason Kelce at the center position because he certainly helps that offensive line out all the way around the run game. We saw him do some things, amazing things from the center position. And then they bring back James Bradbury. Obviously, Slay's back in the fold. Fletcher Cox is back in the fold. So they didn't really lose a whole lot. They lost a few pieces here and there. Johnson obviously leaves at the safety spot. But I think Philadelphia will be right back in a similar situation that they were this year.
Yeah, I agree with Key. I'll give them a pass. I think for a team coming to the Super Bowl that had so many contracts up in the air and a lot of unknowns, I think they have replenished. I think they have become stabilized again. I think this team continues to contend for a Super Bowl title.
I'm going to say incomplete. They lost some defensive players. They've prepared for this in past drafts by drafting the middle of that Georgia front seven, right? N'Kobe Dean and the defensive tackle. But I would say it's still an incomplete. I want to see what they do in the draft. It's very hard to stay on top. They still have to sign Jalen Hurts. And, you know, it's not over yet. Let's see what happens.
You don't think they're going to re-sign Jalen Hurts?
I do. But then how are they going to, you know, fill the defensive holes? You're going to do that through the draft. So I got to see.
They don't really – I mean, they lost two people on defense, really. They lost two people on defense.
I think
they took a guy. They took a guy from the move from corner to safety in Johnson, who played basically a handful of snaps at the safety position for them. I mean, I think the team is basically the same team. I mean, they didn't lose it. I mean, obviously Saunders on the running back side, but then they get Rashad Penny. Can he kind of resurrect his career and get back into a situation that he couldn't have? He couldn't take advantage of in Seattle. Maybe in this run game is different, but they didn't lose a whole lot. I'm satisfied with them.
All right, Chicago Bears. Right, they acquired DJ Moore in exchange for the number one overall pick. The Bears also received the ninth overall pick this year, a second rounder this year, a first rounder in 2024, and a second rounder in 2025. They also signed Tremaine Edmonds from Buffalo. They signed linebacker TJ Edwards. But they did lose their star running back in David Montgomery. Chicago Bears, Key, pass, fail, or incomplete?
Major pass for them. They get DJ Moore. They Tremaine Edmonds, obviously, from Buffalo. They get Edwards to replace the linebacker in Roquan Smith that they decided not to pay, but they wind up paying this guy. But look, they got not only the players, they got draft picks. My good buddy, my really good friend in Ryan Poles has done an amazing job this offseason as a second time that he's had an offseason, and he certainly has hit pay dirt in doing it.
Yeah, pass, man. They also added some protection up front with guard Nate Davis. So, like, look, I think Ryan Poles has done a tremendous job this far, moving the draft pick, utilizing it to get a lot of additions to this team, and I think the Bears are well on their way.
I agree.
My great friend,
pass. Right. By the way, TJ Edwards came from where? The Eagles lost some players. Anyway. I think
this guy's still trying to prove his Eagles point.
I'm not trying to. I'm clearly doing it.
No, I didn't say that they didn't lose any players.
They were doing
I said, Max,
yes,
they lost some players, but they didn't lose that much. It wasn't like they lost nine players, okay? They lose two players. I mean, like, come on, stop.
All right, listen. This is NFC offseason grades. This is a pass-fail class, apparently. Pass, fail, or incomplete are our options here. Go ahead, Shannon.
All right, Dallas Cowboys. They released Ezekiel Elliott. Offensive coordinator Kellen Moore went to the Chargers. They traded for Brandon Cooks. They also traded for Stephon Gilmore. So, Key, pass, fail, incomplete for the Dallas Cowboys.
A major pass for them. They get two things that they desperately needed coming into the offseason. They needed another corner to rely on in the secondary. They go out and they get Gilmore. Everyone thought Jalen Ramsey would be the answer. They chose for a different situation, a cheaper option. Then they go out and get a speedster, a pure burner in Brandon Cooks, a guy who can lift the coverage. They don't give up much. They give up a fifth of the sixth round pick over the next 2 years for a guy that's been highly productive in the National Football League. They're not done yet. I think they still have an opportunity to sign Ezekiel Elliott back if the money isn't out there that he's looking for or the spot isn't out there that he's looking for. I like what the Cowboys have done. Many people probably don't, but I do.
Yeah, I'll give them a pass. I think the Ezekiel Elliott, after cutting him, if they want to re-sign him or find somebody in the draft with Bijan, I think could be interesting for them. I know multiple experts have said that's a player in the draft that could really fill the running back gap for them. I feel like the Cowboys have everything they need to win a Super Bowl. Like, there's really no excuse. It's a pass.
I think they've had a good offseason. Ezekiel Elliott, juice wasn't worth the squeeze at this point, and we'll see if they can get him at
not
a discount.
Not for the price, yeah.
And they picked up a nice receiver and a nice corner, right? And didn't have to give up much draft capital to do it. I think they get a pass, clearly.
Shannon.
All right, last team here on the list.
He's on
Key.
A five-second delay.
No, I'm not in a delay. Actually, my headphones are kind of jacked up. So.
How about he's just delayed? How about that?
Oh, jeez. Wow. All right, Green Bay Packers, Key. They lost Alan Lazard, who signed with the Jets. Robert Tonyan signed with the Bears. Jaron Reed, the defensive lineman, signed with the Seahawks. Key, Packers, pass, fail, or incomplete so far this offseason?
I think it's a fail for the Green Bay Packers. And when you look at it, they're going to lose Alan Lazard, which they probably were going to allow to walk out anyway, even if Aaron Rodgers was coming back. And Aaron Rodgers, they lose him. So it's just a fail to me. There's no such thing as an incomplete or a pass for Green Bay. When you lose the best quarterback in franchise history, then, you know, you lose a lot.
Bart Starr, Brett Favre, who are we talking about?
I'm gonna let you fight that battle. I wasn't around for Bart Starr.
What do you got, Max? What are you going?
No, these are. That's what I'm saying. It's not so clear. I think he even said he's debatably the best quarterback in franchise history. They've had some great quarterbacks.
Whatever. I'm just saying they lose a good one.
Incomplete for me. I mean, you lose Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what's to be determined. But there's a lot of questions around Jordan Love and can he carry the mantle? And to me, this I like their young pieces. But I still need to see what kind of compensation they do get in return for Aaron Rodgers.
I want to give them an incomplete. Let's see what they do. What do they get back from him exactly, Jay? But I'm going to give it at this moment a fail. And the reason is, it's not even their fault this season. Last season is when he had enormous trade value. Enormous. Like, whatever Russell Wilson got, you'd have gotten a lot more for Aaron Rodgers. It's hard to imagine. Because they got everything for Russell Wilson, right?
I mean, you're a bad teacher. You're going to fail him and then try to pass him.
No. I said I would give him an incomplete. This is why it's a fail.
At bad this teacher, point, man.
At this point, they're probably not even going to get a first-round pick for him. That means you waited a year too late and you didn't make the playoffs in the meantime. So it's kind of a cumulative fail on the way they've handled the end of Aaron Rodgers'
tenure. Why don't you just incomplete him and then fail him?
No, I'm going to fail him right away, Jay.
So then they fail. They don't have a chance to pass your class at all.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. You're a bad teacher.
No, at a later date, maybe I go back and change it, yeah. But right now it's a fail.
No after schooling program, nothing.
You ain't going to help the kid get into college? You want to try to ruin the guy's career?
No,
you're one of those teachers, huh?
You're
one of those teachers, huh, Max?
Sure.
You're just going to do it to do it. You don't need to do it, but you're going to do it to do it.
No, I think they deserve it. I think they deserve it. If they come back with two firsts for Aaron Rodgers, we could, you know, I'll revisit
please,
it.
Please turn the papers in by 11:30. It's 11:35. Well, nope. I'm not accepting
can't
it.
Can't do it.
Like,
can't
what?
Do it.
Look, we want to hear from you. What grade would you give your team this offseason?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive.
eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. What grade would you give your team this offseason? We just gave pass, fail, and incomplete grades to teams in the AFC earlier in the show, and just in this past segment, teams in the NFC. John in Oklahoma, who's your team, and what grade do you give them for their offseason?
As y'all know, I'm a homer. I'm a Cowboys fan. Hadn't missed a game since I was six, and I'm 39. And I always give compliment to Jay Will being the best point guard in my lifetime in college.
Ooh. Okay, John.
I give the Cowboys incomplete because I'd like the what they've got, but the problem is Zeke did the garbage work. We got to replace that, and we don't have a tight end. And also, I want to add in real quick on the Lamar Jackson situation. I think the reason why he hadn't got the offers is not because he's not a great player. I think they view him more like a running back. So they don't think he's going to last till he's 40 because he runs so much.
If they think he's a running back, then they got some real issues to talk about the draft, talk about the NFL, talk about what the Cowboys potentially can replace Dalton Schultz with. Mel Kiper Jr. joins us at 9:15, NFL draft guru. We certainly loaded draft with tight ends, so, you know, they could always replace Dalton Schultz with one of these young tight ends in the draft. And in terms of Ezekiel Elliott, he is right. He's like the bell cow, 12 touchdowns on the ground. He's a guy averaging about 3.5 yards a carry. So they can always sign him back if nothing goes out there in the world that he's looking for. They can always approach him and say, hey, we got something small package for you.
Key, what's the right price tag for Ezekiel Elliott right now?
Whatever they're willing to pay, I guess. I mean,
depends on their cap and everything.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably a $5 million base salary incentive type guy, I would assume. Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that.
Yeah.
I don't really know because the running back market is weird. And now you're talking about teams that don't have a whole lot of cash that's left.
I hate to say it about Ezekiel Elliott, but at this point, you can find, like, a lot of that. The type of running back he is going to be very dependent on the type of offensive line you have, right? You're going to get, like Key said, a tight end in the draft. And if they don't re-sign Ezekiel Elliott, they'll go get someone to do that job. It's harder to find the
player. Yeah, but it's hard to find him. You can find a position, but you got to be able to find him. Don't look at what happens to people, Max, is they look at the number. Right, they look at the $16 million he was making, and then they look at the production. Don't look
and
at
you start
the
underrating him.
Yeah. So yeah. Don't I do that. Him. So yeah. Now let's look at what his cash value is.
In other
is.
Words, for $16 million, no. But at $5 million, you're lucky to have a guy.
Absolutely,
like that.
Yeah. You should be begging for him to come back at $5-6 million.
Right.
Because there's other things that he does. Pro pass pickup. You know what that is? That's blitz pickup. That's blocking.
Absolutely.
There's not a lot of people that's going to stick their nose in there, Jay. I mean, you know, stick their nose in there and be able to. What? I'm saying there's not a lot of guys that stick their nose in there on the defender's blitz.
Jay did stick his nose in there. His nose used to look like mine. What are you talking about?
His nose is bigger than mine. Corey in New Jersey.
I said nothing about how wide your nose is.
You were implying it. Though maybe pull a J.J. Redick, Kendrick Perkins on you. Corey in New Jersey.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Love the show, man. Love the show.
This guy here, Corey. What's up, man?
So I'm a Broncos fan. So I definitely give us a pass. I think Sean Payton is by far the biggest head coaching hire of the offseason. And I think the moves that we're making on offense is going to put us in a position to where we're going to really compete for the division this year. And, you know, Russell Wilson is going to have a complete bounce back season. And all the trash people were talking about him, that's all going to go away.
Corey, why are you a Broncos fan?
John Elway was my favorite player as a kid. So, I mean,
if John Elway was your favorite player as a kid, you grew up in Jersey in the LT era.
How did they lose you? What happened?
I never been a Giants fan, man. I just never looked at them and said, that's a team I can identify with. But there was something about John Elway and the way he plays, so tough, so gritty. I always identify with that.
Tough and gritty? And so you go to Elway instead of the Giants? Get out of here, Corey.
What do you want to do?
Let Corey live, man.
Jeff Hostetler or somebody? What do you want?
No, LT. Was the quarterback's the only guy on the team? You lived through the Lawrence Taylor era, the greatest player who ever lived?
He's an offensive guy. He's a quarterback guy.
Oh, stop it. Jeremy in Arizona. You're on KJM.
Jay?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, unlike my guy Corey, you know, I'm going to have to say I'm a Giants fan.
There you go.
I love LT, even though I wasn't really around for his era. One of my favorite players, but I'm going to have to give the Giants a pass. I mean, they signed players that, you know, filled the holes that they needed. They got Paris Campbell. They got that Okereke from the Colts. They just signed that cornerback, too, as well. Also, they re-signed Jihad Ward. And, you know, I think Daniel Jones is going to do tremendously better under the regime that they have with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. And, you know, hey, go Giants, and I'm super excited for this year.
I agree, guys. I like what the Giants did this offseason. They weren't deluded. They didn't delude themselves into thinking they're some one big splashy move away from winning a Super Bowl. They're just continuing to build and pick up the pieces they need. I like it.
We're building. I don't think there was a splash Super Bowl guy available, right?
Yeah, were they? Right, probably not. But I mean, they didn't overpay for a linebacker or something like that. They got good value at receiver, at linebacker.
I guess you could say Orlando Brown is certainly going to help Cincinnati, and that could push them over the top. Maybe.
But they don't need a tackle because they just drafted Evans on the other side, and they got Thomas.
Do you think Saquon Barkley is happy that he was tagged? Do you think he potentially could try to force a trade?
I don't think he's happy that he got tagged. I think he'd rather have a
contract. I don't think he really cares.
Yeah,
because the deal's not going to get done. I mean, the deal, you got all the way to August, man.
It's not like they're giving you
the money tomorrow, Jay.
No, I hear you.
I mean, running back contracts generally don't work out, but I actually think the fact that he'd missed so many games so far may have preserved him a little bit.
I wish people stopped saying that running back contracts don't
work
out.
They never do, Key.
It's not true.
It's 100% true.
No, it's not.
Key, Gurley's contract was a disaster. Zeke's contract, no good.
Gurley's contract did exactly what it was supposed to do.
No, he was
help them go to the Super Bowl. Eat up all the guaranteed money when it was going. No, they were not going to the Super Bowl.
No, they didn't need to sign him. They could have franchised
him. No.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
So much. I hate when people say that, though.
ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.